and Ali Rewind.
Hey, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Ali.
All right, well, she's found a new man, Olivia Wilde. We talked about her and Jason Sudeikis breaking up. They have two kids together. Yeah. They decided to split after years together. And guess who she's dating now? So she's like 35-ish.
Yeah.
She was with Jason Sudeikis, who's like 45.
Yeah.
She went the other way, dude. She's now dating Harry Styles, who's 25. Are you following?
I'm following
you. I was like, she's not an ageist. She does not discriminate. She goes up, she goes low, she goes down.
Let me ask you a question about this, Allie.
Harry Styles, yummy.
I'm glad you're bringing up Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde.
Why?
Because yesterday, Twitter was on fire about this.
I bet.
Not because they're dating, but because they were spotted with their, they were holding hands walking at like a wedding or something.
I saw that.
And they assumed that they're a couple now. They're like, oh, they're a couple now.
I saw that.
Where they were showing Harry Styles holding someone else's hand, like Lizzo, at a table. And they were like, well, why don't you assume that he's a couple with Lizzo, but you assume that he's a couple with Olivia Wilde?
Well, because he hasn't been spotted with Lizzo everywhere holding hands, honestly.
Yes.
I get what they're trying to argue, that, oh, he's got to be dating the hot chick, not the big black chick. But that's not the case.
Right?
Because we know that they've been spotted together. So whatever Twitter's weird, jacked up universe wants to take it.
Yeah.
But that's why it was trending yesterday, and that's why I clicked it, and I was like, what?
So stupid.
Why is Lizzo being brought into this? And I was like, what?
The last time I checked, there were rumors of Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles making out, not Harry Styles and Lizzo.
And the pictures they were showing, it was him and Lizzo at like a table, at like a banquet, hanging out. Just could have been like, haha, hanging out.
Like at any wedding.
And him and Olivia Wilde were at an actual wedding holding a drink where he was clearly a plus one.
They were walking holding hands.
Yes.
It was not...
sitting
at
a table.
I put my hand on your hand while I'm having a conversation with you to tell you something, and somebody got a picture.
Right.
I mean, come on.
The internet reads into so many things. So deep.
Well, Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde, who was on House, that was the show I knew her from, was House.
Such a good show, by the way.
Such a good show.
Yeah, it was.
That's what I know her from. But yeah, they're dating.
All right.
There you go.
She's
talking.
What?
Oh, sorry.
What?
Khalid, I said, I'm sick of talking. He always wants to talk.
That's what we do for a living.
It was a joke.
I know. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie.
Yes. And so I got this text. I was just minding my own business yesterday, Riggs. And my neighbor, my crazy neighbor, Randy, who I love.
First of all, why is he your crazy neighbor, Randy? Can we say why?
Because we disagree politically.
Because if you're going to call someone crazy, I want to have at least a good reason why.
He's not really crazy. I love him.
Yeah.
And I love his wife more.
As a mental health advocate, I have to ask why you call him crazy.
I'm only nice to him because I love his wife. No, I'm just kidding. No, so his wife and I are friends, but he's cool. We're like the same age. Our kids are in school together.
Yeah.
We're the only ones on that street with kids the same age. And he's funny.
Yeah.
Because he's really blunt and rude. That's why I call him crazy. Because
he's like you.
He's like me. He's like my spirit animal, but we're politically opposite, so we get in these big arguments, and then we come back together and have a great time. So it's just, you know, it's just our relationship, right?
Uh-huh.
So he texts me yesterday. He says, hey, do you have a dead body in your garage? And I'm like, what?
Dead body?
My neighbor, weirdo. And I'm thinking,
do you keep your garage door open all the time?
No, no. I'm not that. I'm not the garage door open gal, but they are.
Okay.
But I usually keep it shut. And I'm sitting there. I go, why are you asking me this? And he goes, well, there's something dripping down your garage.
Down the
and
garage.
I'm like, what?
Well, like because from the top where it closed?
Well, he's across the street, so he can see something on my garage. And Riggs,
what color's your garage, by the way?
It is cream. Like, just like a, not white, but cream.
Okay,
I got a new garage door like 5 years ago. It's cream.
So any dark liquid pouring down the front would be noticeable.
Easily.
Noticeable. Right.
And so I put my boots on, I put my coat on, I walk outside because I texted him, let me go look. And I'm sure he can see me going outside to do all this. And I look and I see streaks of like, it looks like red blood. Coming down my garage, dude. I'm like, and so, you know what's funny? I'm more horrified by how it looks. I'm like horrified by the people seeing this.
You're not wondering where it came from?
I was like, what the hell?
Is there anything red in your house isn't red.
No, no.
Your car isn't red.
No, nothing is. So I'm like super confused. So I'm out there and then I pull my phone out and he's texting me, do you want me to come take a look? And I wrote him back, yes, please. So I get the ladder out and I'm up on the ladder and he comes over and I'm like, I don't know what's dripping. Like,
I gotta be honest, if I was gonna stash a dead body, I would pick a single mom in New Berlin's garage to hide it, because nobody would ever think to look there. Mm-hmm. That's a genius place to hide a dead body.
My neighbor apparently would, because blood was running down the garage.
If I was gonna kill someone and hide a dead body, I'd hide it there.
Well, the funniest part was he came over and we start looking and we're looking around and we're on the inside of the garage, the outside, we're on the ladder, we're on down, where the door's open, the door's closed. We're like, where is the red blood coming from? It's not really blood. It just looks
like
blood.
Where's the red paint or
Where's
something
the
coming
red,
from?
Whatever.
Whatever.
Well, it turns out it was like dirt coming down from the roof that had like come through. There was so, you know, there's so much snow on the roof right now.
Oh, yeah.
So he's like, oh, no, that's just dirt. And I was like, are you sure? Because we kept looking for something leaking. Nothing
was there an
was
animal
leaking.
That got crushed
nope.
in there maybe?
We looked for that.
I've heard of that happening before.
There was just no space. It's wide open. Like, we would have seen it. Like, there was nothing, nowhere for it to hide. So we were like, it's just dirt. And I even said to my nanny this morning when she got there, I said, did you see this, the weird stuff on my garage? She goes, yeah, I just thought it was dirt. And I go, oh, okay, well, apparently my neighbor and I thought I killed somebody yesterday, but you thought it was just dirt, it is.
If you guys are crazy and you're really getting these fights, he was thinking of a way to pin something on you, I'm sure, and thought it would be funny.
Did you have a dead body? Body in your
I bet that's a dead
well, and
body.
I always do what I whenever he comes over and helps me with something, which I asked him to do one more thing. So I asked him to fix my attic door
while he's over there.
While you're here, and he fixed the attic door that had come off. He fixed for me, and then I said I'll bring over a case of Coors Light and tell your wife to sleep with you tonight. Have a great day. That's always what I tell him.
That's
when he
the best way you can pay back any man. Is tell the wife to sleep with him.
I do. I text the wife and I say your husband was a very good boy today.
It was very good. Treat him kind tonight.
Boy.
Give him. Hot dogs.
I have truly texted that.
Yes.
Give credit where credit is due.
Please play hot dogs and donuts tonight with him.
The guy doesn't want to hang out with me. He wants hot dogs and donuts with the wife. Let's
absolutely
be real.
More attention to the hot dog this time, please. Please. Oh boy.
What?
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Good morning.
Good morning. It's Tuesday.
It is Tuesday. It's an election day.
When January 5th.
I'm voting for Randall Pearson today, by the way, you guys.
Lots happening in Georgia today.
Randall Pearson is not running in Georgia. Randall Pearson is on This Is Us, and he's on the coffee mug that Allie gifted me yesterday
for
the holidays.
For the holidays. Yeah. That it's, came way late. Sorry.
That's fine. That's fine, though. It's a Randall Pearson for...
What's in your coffee mug that I got you?
Green tea. Drinking some
fantastic.
Green tea this morning. Yeah. I went with tea.
I'm so glad you didn't have a This Is Us mug yet.
I did not.
That would have really upset
me. You know why I love this? And I said this on my Instagram.
What?
Why I love this so much.
I did read what you said because I liked it, but go on and tell everyone
I
for the
love
class.
It because Randall Pearson on This Is Us is my favorite character on the show because he's a super complex character. He's a father and he's also very open about his mental health.
And he's a black man who's
and
open about
black
his mental
is,
health.
Yes, he's a man and he's a black man, which is super important to me because those are two very
Riggs.
Underserved communities.
Oprah has done
with
shows on
health.
Black men with mental health and Tyler Perry has been a big spokesperson for it and I love everything he does with it. But anyway, I digress.
100%. Yeah. So anyway. That's what I'm drinking out of this morning. you remember the TV show Friends? Were you a big fan of the show Friends?
I almost spit my coffee out. Okay, that's a dumb question.
Of course you do.
No offense. Of course I remember Friends.
There's this woman, she's been looking for a job online and she used like a resume generator, like an app to build her resume for her.
God, I would have killed for that back in the day.
Right?
These kids don't know how good they have it.
So good.
I used to sit at a damn computer and type a resume and make it sound good.
A Microsoft Word template, hoping they had a good one.
Mom, how do I print this?
Is Times New Roman an acceptable font?
Mom, they need a hard copy.
Well, she's a big fan of the show Friends, and on this app, she used the username Princess Banana Hammock. That's a Friends reference that she used just as a goofy username so she could have something unique. And then she built her resume. And she had been sending it out to bunches of jobs. And she got like one interview, but she's been applying for months, almost 8 months, and hasn't seen anything. She's like, she's educated. She's like, but my education is on there, my experience.
Nope.
What is going on?
Yeah.
The resume service had accidentally changed her name on the resume to her username, Princess Banana Hammock.
So every job she was
every
applying
job
for.
Was opening up a resume and saying Princess Banana Hammock on it. And they're like, this is stupid.
This
and then moving
joke.
On with their
yeah.
life. Because that's the first thing you see. And if you think Princess Banana
they're
Hammock, this is spam. And if anybody that's looked through resumes for jobs... It can be
props,
inundating because so many
her,
people
though.
Send them in. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because you know what I love is that she didn't do what my thought would have been, oh, there's just no jobs. Nobody wants to hire me. But she was like, nobody's called me. Well, this isn't
there
right.
There has to be something
there's something's
else.
Wrong because I am totally qualified. Like, I give her props for believing in herself that she dug into it and went, wait, something is wrong. You know,
something really was wrong. It wasn't me.
Wow.
It was the app that changed me to Princess Banana Hammock on the resume builder.
Princess Banana
Double
Hammock.
Double check your stuff before you send it out. Good
banana
lesson.
Banana Hammock.
It's a good life lesson.
Oh, man.
Speaking of banana hammocks.
Would you stop?
What?
What about Banana Man? What?
Nothing.
What?
You were taking a drink. I wanted to make you laugh.
Such an ass.
Kiss FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so I'm sorry, ladies. Harry Styles is taken once again. And I'm sorry, fellas. Olivia Wilde is taken once again. And I'm sorry to the gay men and the lesbian women as well. I don't want it to just be anyone who's attracted to any of these people.
If you lusted after either of these two people, you can't. Well, you still can. I'm sure you still will lust after them.
Oh, but my gosh. Harry Styles is now dating Olivia Wilde. And I remember her from the show House, but that was like 15 years ago, dude. Like, yeah. House was on so long ago that I don't expect everyone to remember Olivia Wilde from House.
No.
She was with Jason Sudeikis from SNL and all that. They had just announced their split. Yeah. They have two kids together. She was also married to a prince before Jason. Did you know that?
She was married. Olivia Wilde was married to a prince?
Yes. I looked this up yesterday because I wanted to know the age difference, because Jason Sudeikis is 45 and she's 35-ish. Yeah. Ish. Uh-huh. Harry Styles is 25. So I thought, oh, she was dating a guy 10 years older and now she's dating a guy 10 years younger.
Yeah.
So I was just looking them up, and that's when I saw that she had been previously like married to some prince for like I don't know how long, and then that was like, and then she got divorced, and then she met Jason Sudeikis and had two kids with him.
All right,
it's no prince we've ever heard of, but it's like a prince from another country. Do you
know smaller
what I'm saying?
Country?
I don't know.
Like a coming to America prince, that type of thing, like one of those guys from a random African country.
If you give me a minute, now I can Google it in 5 seconds who the guy was. Prince Tao something.
Now the other thing was on the internet is that people were saying they were only photographed holding hands. So is that they're really dating, or were they just
Out? They've been spotted out and about.
Because then they said, well, he was holding hands with other people. Why wasn't he not? Is he dating Lizzo? Because he was holding hands with Lizzo.
But he wasn't holding hands with Lizzo. He was talking to her with his hand on her hand at a table.
They're holding hands.
He was walking into a wedding holding Olivia Wilde's hand. I think Harry Styles is dating her. That's all I'm saying
It looked like a plus one at a wedding was what it looked like.
She was 19. Olivia Wilde when she married Tao Ruspoli.
Okay, I knew him.
Some famous family in Italy. Who cares? Okay, anyway.
Buongiorno.
Who cares?
Prego.
That ended, and now she's with Harry Styles, obviously. Yeah.
Hey, there was a dad that got lit up on the internet yesterday, Allie.
Yeah.
About a parenting situation.
Uh-huh.
I want to get your opinion on what you think this guy is.
Oh,
if he's like, if he like had a good teachable moment with this kid, or if he went over the top.
Okay.
And he was being kind of a jerk, kind of an a-hole.
Let's hear it.
I have to tell you about this guy next. And we'll start a commercial-free hour next on KISS. 103.7 KISS FM. Dad of the year or worst dad of the year?
Tell me the story already. I feel I've been waiting for 17 songs or something. What's happening?
Oh, you had to wait since 2000 when Nelly started. I got jokes.
You do. And 20 years later, he was on Dancing with the Stars.
He was. He sure was.
If you could predict a career for someone in the entertainment industry.
There's this this father that got kind of lit up over the weekend on Twitter. His name is John Roderick. But he's got a 9-year-old daughter, all right? And he sent out this flurry of tweets. Okay. It was like 50 of them where he described this entire situation. I'll read the first one to you, and then I'll kind of sum up what happened afterwards, all right?
What do you do?
She's 9 years old, and he tweets, the first thing he says, so yesterday my daughter was hungry, and I was doing a jigsaw puzzle. So I said over my shoulder, make some baked beans, Roderick wrote in the first tweet. And she said, how? Like all kids do. And he said, all kids, they want you to do it. So I said, open a can and put it in the pot.
Of course they want you to do it. You're responsible for them, but go on.
She brought me the can and said, how do I open it? So he was like, well, now I have to teach her how to open a can. She's never used a can opener in her life before.
If you know how to use a can opener, that is like confusing as hell if nobody teaches you.
Right.
So he starts. Funny if you don't know.
Right. So he starts making her think about it. So he goes, well, what do you think? Look at the can opener and look at the can. How do you think it would work? How do you think when the person that made the can opener made it, how do you think they designed it to work with the can?
Okay.
And she's fiddling with it and frustrated with it and trying to make it work. And she gets frustrated and throws it down. And he keeps encouraging her to keep doing it. And this goes on for what he says is.
Encouraging or not helping her?
According to this, he said he's telling her to think and use her brain.
For 6 hours,
is what he says.
Teach her how to use the can opener?
He said 6 hours later, finally,
I'm not surprised he got lit up.
It clicks. And she opens it, and she was like, fine, now let's have beans. And they had beans, and she ate, and they were fine afterwards.
And she felt so accomplished, and then she hated her father. This is great. I mean, what the hell?
Did she, though? Did she, though?
6 hours, I'd be pissed. I'd be like, really, Dad?
What year?
This is dumb. Because you know what? Riggs, how did you learn how to drive?
Somebody put me behind the wheel and they said, let's go drive. Yes.
Yeah. And somebody taught me. Worked with you.
Yeah.
Riggs, how did you, I mean, I could go down a list of all the things you learned to do that someone helped you. And we tell people to ask for help. And that's what I got triggered about this.
She was.
We tell people to, and then he's not helping her.
He was telling her to talk through it. She's a 9 year old.
I love how you're massaging this story like he's the dad of the year.
Well, I really feel like
teaching her. That's why people said 6 hours of not feeding your kid and making them open a can, people would be like, is that child abuse? Like, where are we at this? Like, really? This is necessary?
Like, we're going to child abuse with this now? I don't think it's to that extent by any means. No. Come on now.
Well, how long does a kid, do you have to hand a kid a can of food and say, when you open it, you get to eat? Because that's what he said to her. You left that part out. That's what I'm saying. You're not telling the whole story.
There was like 40 tweets, yes.
Okay, fine.
There was a bunch of them, yeah.
When you get that open, you can eat it. To me, that's insane. Like,
did he say you can't eat anything else at all? Did he say you can't eat anything else at all?
I don't know. You tell me. That's the way it sounded.
I know. That's what I'm wondering too. There's so many questions we have. Like, I want to talk to the guy himself.
I don't know why. I don't think he's teaching her anything. I think he's making a D move.
I think he was
and almost taunting her. I don't get it.
I think he was teaching her to use her brain and to be a problem solver.
He was
I think that's good.
To never ask for help, Riggs.
She was asking for help, but he was there the whole time. Well, it's not like she was
in
life or death situation. It was a can opener. It was
Riggs.
A freaking can opener,
oh,
dude.
Now it's nothing. Now
it was
not,
just a can opener.
Now the situation's not as
not at all
symbolic as you had originally said.
It's a can opener. It's a learning situation. It's not like she's not drowning and he's not. Well, you can get the life preserver. If you can get the life preserver, you won't drown.
I'm so glad you're not a parent.
Me too.
Like, you just have no business.
Well, what do people think? 414-799-1037. Do people think he's a jerk? Maybe people have my side. I don't think it's...
This is the dumb stuff that parents do to kids that traumatize them for no reason. This is such a dumb thing. He made her sit there for 6 hours until she could figure out the can opener to eat the... I hate this guy already. I hate this guy.
Or is she going to look back and be like, you know what? My dad taught me how to do something when I was younger, and he made me figure something out for myself.
Okay.
He didn't do it for me, and I'm not entitled anymore. And I don't think that the world owes me now because I opened the can of beans on my own. I didn't
starve.
You know
why I love that you just said that?
What?
Because that's what men want to believe that their kid's thinking.
Yeah.
That's your delusion that you just mind effed her into this positive dad thing and you didn't. That was my point.
Well, who's to say he didn't? Her psychologist in 20 years.
This is like Bigfoot garbage where, nobody's not seen him.
See? Bigfoot's a real thing, though. Let's not go there. Let's not go down the road of Bigfoot. Come on now.
You're free, dude.
414-799-1037. Was this guy a jerk father to do this?
Yes.
Or was he not? Was he teaching his daughter a learning lesson?
It's a little excessive, okay?
We'll talk about it next. Hold on. 103.7 Kiss FM, the Bean Dad. Who we're talking about right now.
Got lit up on the internet because
His daughter said, I'm hungry. He said, make a can of beans. She said, how? He goes, well, go get a can opener. Mm-hmm. Here's how you do it. Mm-hmm. Made her figure it out. Spent 6 hours over this. Mm-hmm. And he went through this whole long tweet thread about how it all happened. And people are lighting him up saying he's being excessive.
It was excessive. 6 hours. And you're teaching your kid not to ask for help. Whatever. Just go to Lori on 2 and Menominee Falls.
You can call or text 414-799-1037. I think it's a good teachable moment.
I think he thinks he was doing this great dad thing, and I think he's a douche, but whatever.
Lori, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think?
That is a complete idiot.
Why? Why?
It's your job as a parent. Your job is to teach your kid to be independent as they grow older and become something. Right?
How are you teaching your kid to be independent by just taking it and saying, here's how you do it, and then moving on with your life? The kid's not going to learn it. They're not going to learn afterwards. They're going to move on with their life.
Somebody texted in, though, and said, show her once and then let her try.
To teach them how to do something. What if I handed you a box of condoms and said, figure it out, don't reproduce?
I like that analogy that Lori just used. That's a fair analogy. Figure it out.
You wouldn't know how to put the damn thing on.
You'd have to have something to put it on first. should be horrible.
But, oh, my gosh.
How do you think these little kids got into the major leagues? Their dad just handed them a stick and a ball and said, here.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And then the kid had the natural talent. You coached him through it. It's a teachable moment.
You know what's funny?
God, Riggs, you do not have children.
That's what I said, Lori. And let me tell you something else. This is interesting because, like, well, thank God Riggs doesn't have kids.
Why? Because that'd be an outstanding parent. Because that would raise independent children. Not
your
self-entitled brats.
School and be like, I don't know how to hold a pencil.
Yeah. My dad just, you know, you're not, to me, it's almost lazy. I don't know if you ever, you found that take, Lori, where it's like, I don't want to actually take the time to teach or work with them. So I'm just going to sit here and do my thing and make them figure it out.
She figured it out.
He's lazy, right?
He wasn't.
That's why so many of these kids are in school. And they're completely lost because the parents aren't doing their job at home.
They don't
look,
work with
them. He wasn't
at all.
Punishing her. He wasn't being rude to her. He was teaching her how to do something, how to use her mind.
He wasn't being rude? What is wrong with you?
He was teaching her.
Really rude.
Very disrespectful.
No, she's nine.
And I've might
open up.
And imagine, you know, like, think about being a kid. Who are the, like, two people that protect you? Your mom and your dad, and help you. So, like, if you can't even go to your dad for help, that goes farther than you think mentally, Riggs.
And when the apocalypse happens and she has to open a can of beans, then she'll be able to do it on her own. She'll be fine. She'll be just fine.
Okay, here's a prime example of how influential your parents are. When I was little, my father, who was my idol, said, okay, Laura, if you eat the bread crust, you got to eat them. They'll put hair in your chest. Right? He was kidding. To this day, I cannot eat bread crust.
Okay. That's a silly thing that your parents...
I'm 49 years old, and I still cut the crust off my
bread. She's saying the influence that you have on children is unreal. And she's right. I mean, if I could take the imaginary thoughts out of my kids' heads, I wish I could.
Yeah.
But somewhere, they're literal Riggs.
How do we know this kid's not going to grow up and be like, you know what? My dad taught me something. Let me show you a trick my dad taught me.
Somebody texted in and said...
My dad was so mean.
Thanks for
he made me wait 6 hours to eat before I could figure out how to open
it.
What snacks was she eating while she was sitting there figuring out how to open the beans? Who eats just beans, by the way? Somebody texted that. Who eats just beans?
I agree, which just shows how
which is weird.
Raise your kids, which means teaching.
That's what he was doing. He was teaching them.
Okay.
He was teaching her to do it.
Let me read this one text.
Lori, thanks for calling, girl.
Let me read this text already.
Go ahead.
Says he's a jerk. He's teaching her to not ask questions, which will lead to her being a passive adult, which is the core of what I'm getting at here, Riggs, who is too insecure and anxious to ask when she doesn't understand something.
Dude, look at the epiphany that girl had. We're looking past the part of her
the
getting
guy with
to
mental health is going to tell me this stuff doesn't have an effect on people.
Yeah, I'm talking about pushing through figuring out a problem on your own and realizing at the other end of the tunnel there's light there. It's not just darkness and frustration.
So
people think about that in life. You just give up on life. No,
this is not a marathon, a running marathon. This is opening a can of beans.
Exactly, it's opening
with
a can of beans.
A can opener when you've never used one.
It's confusing as hell.
If I don't
care
what anybody.
Daughter in the deep end of a pool, I would be on your side, but this is a can of beans we're talking about.
There's one person on your side. This is the only text I can find on your side. It says Allie needs to relax. She's making us women and moms sound crazy. I think the dad is the one making people. Come on.
Where was the mom during this all the time?
Well, maybe they're single.
She's a single
split.
Father. We don't know.
So she was at her dad's house.
Yeah. Who's on three? Who's this?
This is Brittany in Franklin.
Brittany, what's up?
Hi.
What do you think about the bean dad?
I'm sorry. I agree with Rick. I don't think it's to the extent that everybody's trying to make it seem. I mean, like, I bet this kid has a TikTok and nobody taught her how to do the TikTok.
Right.
It's a can of beans. Like,
for 6 hours. 6 hours. Are you a parent, Brittany?
I mean, I'm not, but hell, in 6 hours.
I'm shocked you agree with Riggs.
Been like, she could have easily made the decision not to make the beans. I heard the comment was like, he said, if you open it, you can eat. Maybe if you open it, you can eat the beans. She could have been like, well, I don't want it. And she could have made a sandwich. Like,
absolutely.
If she knows how to do social media and she knows how to work TikTok, I don't see what's the harm in her dad challenging her to learn how to open the can of beans.
Well, she's nine, Brittany. This is why you think you're clearly not a parent because she's nine. Nine-year-olds aren't on social. They're not on social. What's a nine-year-old doing on Facebook?
Have you been on TikTok? There's 9 year olds on TikTok.
Okay, fine.
There are 9-year-olds on TikTok, and they work yes. better than adults.
Oh, my
there
God.
Are 9-year-olds who, like, know how to finagle and lie about how to create an account. Like, 9-year-olds are really clever, and I think we don't give them a credit that they deserve.
I have a 9-year-old.
We make them
I get
like
it.
They're little kids. But yeah. they can teach you how to do all the technical stuff. But you mean to tell me it's wrong for him to challenge her to learn how to use a simple
For 6 hours,
opener?
Yes, Brittany. For 6 hours, yes. Yes, it's excessive.
Like, what type of can opener was this?
Just a regular hand this manual can opener. It's a regular can opener.
Manual, it's an issue, but I guarantee if it was electronic, she'd have mastered it in 5 seconds.
Well, duh. That's like a duh comment, Brittany. I mean, duh. If it was an electric one, of course she'd be able to figure it out.
It was
I mean,
a manual
that was the whole
one.
Point, that a manual one's the, so confusing.
But she got it, and I don't think she's going to be traumatized. I don't think she's going to end up in therapy and be like,
I don't either.
You know, when I was 9, my dad forced me to learn how to work a can opener. Like,
right. But I bet you guys both have stories about your childhood your parents don't remember that traumatized you.
Listen, if you want to talk about daddy issues, I can write a book of daddy issues, all right? I am the king of daddy issues.
She has a dad sitting there watching right? her learn how to open a can.
Let's shame her. At least you have a father. At least your father was always there for you.
Yeah,
somebody
like
said
opener. She learned how to use something manual instead of it being a technical thing.
Look at that.
Okay, Brittany, listen.
3 seconds. Like, it took my nephew's one. It
great.
Took him all
you have genius kids in your life.
a motor car. Like, it took him 5 seconds to play with a motorized toy because it was electric.
So you think it was a teachable moment now, Brittany?
Can I read the next text?
I think it was very teachable. Like,
thank you for calling.
She knows how to make her own beans.
She does.
Thank you for calling because the phones are going to go nuts now for 30 minutes in your response to you. So thank you for doing that.
Brittany, I love you. Thank you for calling, girl.
You're both not parents, thank God. Because neither
Why,
of you have
we're
any
rational?
No, because you don't know what you're talking
beings?
About. I know a 1-year-old that can run a motor. I mean, like, what are we talking about?
That's amazing.
About?
Why would we not want our
planet?
Why
Listen
would we not our
text.
Courage to advance at a younger age?
I got
go ahead.
Two texts here. This first one says, the dad's a jerk. It's one thing to have her try by herself for 5 to 10 minutes. But 6 hours? That's absurd. He also made her never want to ask for help. It's a teaching moment that could shape who they turn out to be. Rig, 6 hours isn't teaching. And then somebody above that wrote, why, Allie, would you remove the imaginative thoughts from your kids? Why do you want to remove your children's imagination? I'm like, my kids get play with toys. They play
that's
with themselves and they play with boxes. I don't need to make them learn how to use a can opener to
that's
take
that's why I got them a Bigfoot research
imagination.
Kit. They use their Bigfoot research kit. Yeah. That's not their that's their imagination.
It's like, I mean, we got a ton of texts.
Who's this on the phone
ways.
On one? Do you know who this is?
It's Mike in Hartford, our
Mike
boy.
Mike in Hartford,
and
what's
he
up?
He has a brand new baby.
What's up, Mike in Hartford?
A daughter.
She just turned 7 months on Sunday. So.
Oh, your phone's breaking up. Hartford sucks. How old is she now?
She's 7 months.
All right.
Her first day of daycare was yesterday.
Oh, and you're that's a big stuff, big milestone. Did mommy cry when you guys dropped her off?
She did.
Oh.
She called me, she hung up the phone, and then she said I cried.
Oh, it's so hard. When you let go.
So you're going to hand her a can opener and have her open some beans now, right, Mike? Is she ready for that?
Sort of. I agree with this dad to a point.
Okay.
But not for 6 hours.
Why not? Why is there a time limit on learning beans?
Obviously, I agree. Because it's excessive and you know it, Riggs.
It is excessive to a point. I would, like, I'd say, okay, if it's lunchtime, you get a half hour to figure it out. Maybe I would show them once, not open the can, but show them how it clicks on, and then say, here you go.
You know what, Mike?
Yeah.
You just said something, and I just saw a text I wanted to read that kind of reiterates what you're getting at, Mike. It says, as a teacher, there's such thing as productive struggle.
There you
this
go.
This is not it.
Yep.
Kids need modeling and scaffolding, not 6 hours of struggle.
Yeah.
I think six hours is perfect. Maybe she's just a little slower to learn how to work a can opener. That's okay.
We're trying
such
to,
a freak.
Like, when we're feeding our baby, she holds the bottle now by herself. But when we were at the point where she would put her hands on it, like when we were still holding it, we would slowly let go of it so that she could feel the weight of it on her hand.
Yeah.
Figuring it out. And then I would just hand it to her and she reaches for it and puts it right in her mouth now.
Right, but she's not 9.
I listened to a whole podcast once on teaching people things and how as adults we forget how hard it was to learn things because we just know it and we don't know how to be patient with people and remember how the brain works.
That's
when
not
they're
true,
literally learning something new.
I'm going back to school, dude, and I'm learning that. How
but
that is.
I'm not talking about
exactly
school.
How it is.
The part is
I'm not talking about school.
Kids nowadays their parents can go online and be like, oh, I taught my kid this, I taught my kid that. When I was 10 years old, my parents got divorced, and I had to start cooking dinner because my mom worked 45 minutes from home.
Right.
I had to figure out how to do things.
How long did it take you? 6 hours? That seems excessive, Mike.
But Mike called his mom, she'd answer the damn question, Riggs.
Yes.
She wouldn't go figure it out.
And she would.
Pizza.
That's right. Which is against what you're saying.
No. Grill.
And she would make you figure it out on your own, right?
Yep. I mean, I would watch her. Like, anytime she cooked, I was always watching because that was me as a child.
Yeah.
But, Mike, if you called her and said, how much milk am I supposed to put into this, she would answer it.
He was there the whole time to answer her questions. He was there. The father didn't leave her in a room and say, open it by yourself, and you can't leave this room until you open the can of beans. It was nothing like that.
Somebody texted in, I love Riggs, but he's pissing me off. And then somebody texted, it's official, Allie's nuts. You know what? Suck it, all of you. None of you should be parents. You're all insane.
Still, Mike, thanks for calling, man. We appreciate you listening.
Yep, sounds good.
We'll talk to you tomorrow,
somebody
buddy.
Said, why are you attacking Brittany? Because she has a difference of opinion. Because she doesn't know what she's talking about.
See, when you have a difference of opinion, you don't know what you're talking
Brittany,
about.
A non-parent telling me about the 9-year-old.
It's just like me telling you. See?
I can't. It's so funny. And I'm not saying people without kids don't get to have opinions. But I'm saying you have zero experience parenting. Zero. And
I raised my siblings
Stop
as a child. I raised them.
Your kids. You had two parents in that house. Stop
They
saying
were never
that.
In the house. They
Stop
were never
it.
In the house.
Stop at you and I'm so sick of that line. Do you go into therapy and tell them how you raised
yeah,
your sister?
Yeah, I do.
You do, don't
I do.
You?
I'm yeah,
being
I do.
Serious.
I do.
We have to let it go.
Nope.
Riggs.
Nope.
Next break tomorrow is about Riggs letting it go.
No, I'm not letting it go. 414-799-1037. People are calling about the Bean Dad. We'll talk to you next.
Well,
hold
course.
On. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I think triggered somebody.
People are triggered right now.
Over...
The Bean Father. Real quick recap. Guy goes on Twitter, says his daughter was hungry. She's 9 years old. He said, make a can of beans. She didn't know how to. He spent 6 hours. They spent 6 hours struggling with a can opener to finally open it. And people are lighting him up because 6 hours
oh, yeah.
is,
and they're
seems
lighting
excessive.
Us up too. People are real nasty on text, let me tell you.
Oh, really?
Somebody wrote in. This is not a nasty one, though. This is just one I wanted to read because I felt like whoever texted this in went so far to the left on what we were talking about. They texted
okay.
in, Allie telling strangers she doesn't agree with... They should be parents is disgusting. You don't know people's struggles with infertility or their journey in becoming parents. Your insensitivity is showing. Gross. I wrote back, that was a bit of a stretch from what we were talking about to infertility.
Wow.
I triggered something in that person, and I did not intend to, and I don't know why you're so upset, because it has nothing to do with infertility.
No,
nothing. It has nothing to do...
414-799-1037. You can call or you can text that number. Who are we going to do first? Let's go to Dan. Dan, what's up?
Dan's in Milwaukee.
What's up?
Hey, Dan. What up?
I just find it funny just because he's becoming a meme. Now, I feel like it's just going to become a meme.
The bean dad?
What about it?
Oh, yeah.
No, I actually have an 8-year-old stepson. Mm-hmm. And he, well, in the same way... he learned how to use the stove to cook hot dogs and stuff.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I see it in the way, it's a sense that it's like a learning tactic, but at the same time, it's just like your parents share responsibility, but good to teach them that early on. So that they know when they go.
Dan, self-sufficient is
Dan,
good.
Can we talk about, but do you understand what the argument here is? Is that he didn't teach her anything. He didn't say, try this or try that. He literally just threw it at her and said, good luck.
He didn't literally throw it at her.
Oh,
now
he
we're putting,
it?
Now
oh.
we're saying.
Okay, so what did he do?
Now we're saying
what
he threw
he
things at her.
He handed it to her and said,
I don't know
it out.
Either, but it's unfair to say that he threw
wait,
it
wait,
at her.
You
and like,
don't know, but you're telling me I'm wrong now.
I think
no
it's
sense.
Unfair to I think it's unfair to infer abuse and be like he like locked her in and wouldn't let her do anything. I think
I didn't
both
say
ways.
He locked her in.
Both
I
ways.
Said
but that's just as
excessive.
Crazy as going. He gently told her, "This is how you do it, sweetheart, for 6 hours." We don't know because it's a tweet.
Well, yeah, I don't
it's
know either.
Ironic,
so I'm just saying
Riggs
maybe he could have fed her.
Is all about mental health and like being
yes.
like aware of people's feelings and thoughts.
Yes,
and,
I
and
am.
Their journeys, but yet this is like screw her mental health. Figure it
it's
out.
It's not about
it's
that.
The, it's the man up thing. You said you
it's
hate.
Not the man up thing.
It's not?
It's not.
Figure it out on your own, man up.
It's teaching
it
people to work through problems. Yes, there's there's a right way to do it, and I think there's a wrong way to do it.
But
maybe
he didn't teach her anything. He said figure it out.
She opened the can of beans. She opened the can of beans. She learned
Six
how to do it.
Hours later.
Yes.
Which she probably Googled, by the way. Let's be real.
Probably.
She probably Googled how to use the thing.
Or she went on TikTok and goes,
what I
here's
done.
What I do. Hey, Dan, thanks for calling, man.
No problem.
We appreciate you listening this morning. This is Lauren. Good morning, Lauren.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good.
Hey.
What do you think?
So basically, would you imagine if our entire lives were just not being taught anything? I mean,
no.
When you start your first day at work, you're shown how to do the job, and then you
not anymore.
Learn how to do it.
Not in Riggs' world.
Yeah, so like, and like when you go to school, you don't go into a classroom and you're told just figure out the problem. For 6 hours, and then you can leave class.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Like we're taught by examples. This is how you do it. I'll show you how to do it, and then you figure out, okay, it kind of clicks. Okay, I understand how to do it now. I mean, I personally learn by visual learning.
Yeah.
Tell me once and I'll understand. Don't put something in front of me and tell me to do it in a length of time and hope I can get it.
What's wrong with that? You figured out, are you using your own brain and deductive reasoning and you're putting it all together in your mind to seeing how it would actually work?
I get that to an extent, but I feel like it also depends on, like, the age range as well. I mean, like, 9.
Yes, I agree.
Right? 9?
Age is a big factor in emotional stability and where they're at. I don't care what anybody says about that.
I think there's a great deal of confidence, too, in the fact that she did it in her own. Didn't that make her feel good about herself when she gets to that point? I did this on my own.
I didn't see that in the article, but you sure made that up, Riggs, didn't you?
Yeah.
I didn't see that in the story.
Dad showed her, like, once, and then she, you know, she was able to do it and get the feeling of accomplishing that on herself as well.
Yeah.
I mean, he can show her and then she can do it herself as well and then still get that same rewarding feeling.
Yeah.
Well, and I think kids should be able to explore and be creative and do all this and try things, but I'm not going to look at my kid for 6 hours and not feel bad telling them figure it out when I could teach them in 5 seconds. I would feel like a jerk. And the fact that the guy didn't feel anything even really is the weird part about it. That he didn't even feel bad.
He didn't feel bad?
Didn't sound like it.
No. I would feel
bad. Not from what you told me.
It would be tough for me to do it, but I would be able to do it to my kid.
If he felt bad, he would have helped her. He didn't.
He did. He taught her how to do it the whole way along. Thank you so much for calling.
Wait, stop. What did you just say?
She taught her the whole way along. 6 hours she was there. She could have asked questions. He didn't shut her out. Who knows that?
That you just told me he didn't help her for 6 hours, and now you're telling me he offered her the chance to ask questions? Get your story straight,
Let's go back and reread the entire thread.
Can't even with
we'll reread the entire thread.
Because these details make a difference.
I'm giving him Father
these
of the Year award.
These details make a huge difference in whether or not he's a jerk.
It's January 5th. If I make him Father of the Year now, it's got plenty of time for someone else to be Father of the Year. We got the rest of the year for it. We got the rest of the year for it.
Thank God.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. This
what
is the most.
Earth?
This is an extreme way to carry on an affair, if you ask me.
Well, I'll just keep my mouth shut about what I've observed in my lifetime.
People will go through great lengths to conceal their wrongdoings.
Insane,
right?
Like the calculation people will go through to cheat. I've witnessed it with my own eyes, and they'll lie to your face. But go on, I'm not triggered at all. Go on.
Enter Alberto, Allie.
Oh, he sounds
Alberto.
Like a real D.
Alberto's a construction worker, right?
Okay.
All right. Alberto lives in Tijuana, Mexico.
Okay.
Alberto's married to a wonderful woman. We think.
Well, you assume.
So Alberto decides that he's going to start an affair with a woman named Pamela, who lives in his neighborhood.
Oh!
Mm-hmm. Now, Pamela's also married to a guy named Jorge.
Who Alberto probably knows.
Probably.
Because they're all living in the... It's even worse when you cheat with somebody everybody knows. It's disgusting. Go on.
Yeah, so it's hard to knock on the door and, you know...
At least I didn't know the tramp that slept with my husband.
So
Go on.
So Alberto uses his construction expertise to dig and devise a tunnel that goes from his house underground to Pamela's house so that he can sneak over there.
Stop it.
And hook up with her. He legit.
You're joking, right?
No, I'm not joking at all.
They
it's
built
like
an underground tunnel.
He
to
dug
cheat.
It himself. He's a construction worker, so he has the background in doing this kind of stuff. Like he works
it's
in
disgusting.
This type of things. And it was like a really well done hole. Like he dug it very well.
Can you
goes
imagine
to her house.
Like your wife has conspired with your neighbor that you're friends with to build a hole because from one, you know, get a divorce. I mean, what the hell?
Here's what happens
what
now.
What are they doing?
Classic cheating story.
I'm gonna punch these people.
He digs the hole and goes under the hole, goes over to Pamela's house. They're hooking up, right? Guess who comes home from work early? It's Jorge, who spots him getting it on. He's like, what the hell is going on? Moves the couch, and he sees there's a hole in the floor that Alberto's been coming up through.
This is unreal.
So
is this
listen,
real? The
yes,
guy put a hole.
Listen.
Okay.
Jorge climbs in the hole, and it's like, where does this hole lead to? And he goes, and it's in Alberto's house. His wife is sleeping. Alberto's like, don't tell my wife that I'm sleeping with your wife.
Of course he's going to
tell. He goes, yes, I'm going to tell it. So he wakes her up. He tells the wife. Alberto and Jorge get into a fist fight. The police are called. They've both been arrested. How crazy is this?
Jorge should have kicked Alberto's ass.
Absolutely he should have.
And then...
Right? Not to mention...
People are really
did Alberto
nasty.
Call before he dug? Did he call 811, do you think? Because I don't think that he even did that.
No, of course not. But, you know, it goes back to my age-old question. Does anyone have a conscience?
No.
Anyone?
No.
I mean, how do you look at your wife every night when you're building an underground tunnel to bang the neighbor? I hate you.
Right.
I can't.
You dug a hole. You spent so much time for this. Why would
Jorge?
Just get a divorce, Alberto. Jorge's the victim here.
Jorge's the victim. Alberto is the criminal.
Jorge's the poor victim.
And get it for breaking and entering.
Yes.
I mean.
It's Kiss FM.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so I want to talk about Harry Styles dating Olivia Wilde, but Riggs won't let me because this story's better.
This is way better. I'm not sorry. I said what I said.
I don't know who she is, but the story's unbelievable. So Tanya Roberts, who was on That 70s Show, she was a Bond girl at one point
for A View to Kill. She was in Charlie's Angels, I think, at one point.
And even though I've seen That 70s Show, I have zero awareness of who this chick is. But the story is what is so crazy. Because I saw the notification yesterday or the day before that she had died. It was like, Tanya Roberts from That 70s Show, Bond girl, dead.
I'm like, whoa, that's sad.
I don't know who she is, but okay. And then yesterday, I started getting notifications. She is not dead. She is totally alive. And I was so confused. And then Rick started filling me in this morning.
So here's what happened. Her husband went to the hospital with her, right?
Okay.
And he says that she died in his arms because he was there. He knew that she was very ill.
Uh-huh.
And she was pretty much on death's door. And she still was, even after they said that she was alive.
Yeah.
She still was struggling in the hospital.
Yeah.
So the husband, at one point, he's holding her in his arms. And she just
goes limp.
And he freaks out and leaves and gets in the car with her publicist and says that she had died. She died in my arms, says this to the publicist.
So wait, he freaks out and he runs out of the hospital, but thinking she's dead. Tells a publicist who then calls every news network to
crafts a press release and sends it out, an official one. That's when the alert came out when you got it.
Tanya Roberts is dead from that 70s show. I'm like, okay. Turns out.
Yeah, he starts calling people. He does. He's sitting in front of a camera with Inside Edition doing an interview about this.
Because
it just happened. And as he's doing this, he gets a phone call from the hospital saying, she's not dead. She's still alive. But just barely, but she's still alive.
Can you imagine the people at the hospital?
And retract all of this.
So the husband freaks out and leaves.
Yes.
He reports to the press and the publicist that she's dead.
Yep.
Then the hospital calls and goes, she's not dead.
Yep.
What's wrong with you? And the craziest part, she died this morning.
This morning?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm assuming.
Are you sure?
Actually, no.
Is anybody sure anymore?
Well, I do believe so. But I think that, when you hear the whole story, that makes a lot more sense. That the husband panicked in his moment of grief or whatever.
Well, who knows what people do?
If
I was in the hospital with my wife and I thought that she died, I would be inconsolable at that moment.
Yeah.
You would do something irrational, I'm sure.
Which is
what he did.
The ironic part is that he told everyone she was dead when she was sitting there alive. But you know what I had said, Riggs? What was fascinating?
Oh, yes.
When they said when she was alive yesterday, I didn't realize how sick she was because she did, Tanya Roberts from That 70s Show did pass away today. But I said to Riggs, I said, could you imagine if something like that happened and so the press release is out, everybody thinks you're dead, and you get to go on Twitter now.
You're like George Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life. You get to see what the world would be like if you didn't exist.
You literally get to see what happened over the past 24 hours when everybody thought you were dead. You would know. I almost want to fake my own death just because I'm so damn curious.
Don't do that. No.
It's not
a good idea.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
imagine that. Everybody thinks you're dead. You get to go back and read what everybody said. I mean,
right?
That is crazy. I'd be like, oh, really, Riggs? You didn't write anything, huh? You didn't even care.
No, I wanted to make sure. TMZ said it. I wanted to wait until NBC, CNN, and Fox News all came through
Riggs,
with it.
You didn't even tweet that I died.
Not yet. No. You've got to get confirmation.
So there you go. Tanya Roberts, 65 years old. She has passed away now, but it was reported that she was dead by her own husband when she was alive. That's a crazy
story. She was alive, and now she has really passed away. Sad news, but
a
crazy story, right?
And
what is your preferred method of caffeine in the morning? We have to know. And I'm just curious because I'm looking for alternatives.
I've gotten made fun of.
Why?
Because I drink so much.
Why?
Caffeine.
I do too.
Like people have looked at me and gone, Allie, come on. And I'm going, what? What? It's like a drug addict. Literally, I'm like, what? I only have 3 Diet Cokes here. What?
I feel like I was enabled by the guy at the BP at the corner of Forest Home and
enabled.
Grange. Because
it's his fault.
He knows my favorite flavor of the energy drink that I have. Miami Cola. It's like a flavor that I love. And he noticed me buying it all the time.
So he's stocking it.
One time I walked in, he had a whole case.
Oh,
and he said, if you want a whole case, you can buy a case. And I was like, hell yeah, brother. Hell yes.
I was going to say, the guy is now out of guilt. You're not going to stop buying the energy drink because you feel bad about the business owner who's now catering to you.
I feel like he's just ordering for me.
The best customer service ever.
And it's a local guy. I want to support him.
I drink way too much caffeine. I've talked about my need to cut back. And I've done it and not done it. But my tolerance is obnoxious.
Mine is too.
It's
drink.
Obnoxious.
I've had 2 energy drinks in a day, and that's horrible
it's
for
horrible.
You. That's like drinking 6 or 8 cups of coffee.
Right.
It's insane.
And I've had 6 Diet Cokes in a day and not felt bad about it. So I again, we have problems. But
414-799-1037. Julie's in West Bend. What's up?
Hey, girl.
Hi. What's up? Good morning.
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 So how do you get your caffeine in the morning? What do?
Well, I used to drink coffee. I couldn't even finish a cup, and then I quit a couple months.
Why couldn't you finish it? Just curious.
I'm a single mom. I just never have time.
Like a time thing.
Kept getting important.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if she like didn't like it or what she was getting. Okay, she's too busy. Got it. It would just sit there and get ruined. Yep.
Well, then I started listening to a podcast from Dr. Tana and Daniel Amen.
Okay.
They have a podcast called The Brain Warrior's Way.
Okay.
And they focus on like neurology and psychology, but also how food affects like your energy levels and everyday life. So I had to call and share that information because I think they are great for information on alternative ways and healthier ways, even for caffeine, especially for you, Allie, if you were doing keto.
Yes, girl. Yes, and you know what? You're right, because listen, Julie, I got so much education going to medical weight loss and wellness about how much food does affect your brain, everything. It's insane.
Yeah. You're feeding your body. You're feeding your brain, too.
And what certain things do, like sugar, does to your brain and other things that are addictive. It's crazy when you really, it's one of those things, like once you learn it, you can't unlearn it, which is why I believe my weight loss has been consistent, because I can't unlearn what I now know. You know what I mean?
I've spoke with doctors about the mind-gut balance and how what is living in your gut from what you're eating can affect your brain. And
it's crazy,
it all goes it goes hand in hand.
Yeah, people don't get it.
And it's so sad that most of our food nowadays is all processed.
Mm-hmm.
It's all made in a factory, and that's so sad. Because
the less people that touch your food, the better it is for you.
Well, we see how good skin looks on people that eat like super healthy or like super natural.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't do that, so my skin looks like hell, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The people that do.
Those that do.
They look so good.
They reap the benefits.
It's like J-Lo hasn't aged because she eats healthy for 50 years. You know what I mean?
She's probably had some help too along the way.
I watched an interview of her saying she never had Botox. And I know people are going, no way, but
I
don't know, man.
Okay.
I don't know. She looks
she's
great,
been a,
but yeah.
She's been a
I'm not knocking it. I'm
she's just been an athlete for too long for me to, I could see her getting away with it. You know what
Maybe,
I mean?
Yeah.
I wish I was an athlete, guys.
Me too.
Don't we all, honey?
We all do, man.
I mean, we technically were in high school, but we weren't really.
Julie, thanks for listening to us in West Bend. Appreciate listening.
Yeah, no problem. To everyone listening, please look up the Brain Warriors Way. I promise you they work with celebrities.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now.
Actually answer you if you message them on like Facebook.
Yeah.
Tana will actually answer your questions. It is great.
I'm going to be like, Julie in West Bend told me to message you.
Yes, but she was listening to Riggs and Allie on the radio.com app. Thanks for calling.
You guys could interview her. It'd be great.
I'd love to. Hey, thanks so much. Thank you for calling, Julie.
Yeah, have a great day.
She's just a bundle of information, Julie.
The Brain Warrior's Way.
Kendra is in Racine. Good morning, Kendra.
Hey, girl.
Good morning.
Hey.
How do you take your caffeine in the morning? What do you do? What's your routine, if you have any?
It's kind of all day, but 5 hours.
Me too.
Constant drip.
Same.
Yeah.
Go on.
Okay, so I do the keto, the health and wellness, just like Allie.
Uh-huh.
I've been going to keto. That
medical weight loss.
Energy.
Medical weight loss and wellness. Oh wait, what do you do? Okay, go on.
Yeah, I do what same place you go to.
Mm-hmm.
So I found that the 5 hours give it me energy and make me not hungry.
The five-hour energy drinks you're talking about, those little bottles you can buy at the gas stations?
The little bottles.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I have two a day, and I don't slam them.
Did they okay that? Did they okay that at Medical Weight Loss and Wellness? I'm just curious, or you never asked them?
Oh, I never asked them. I pretty much told them I do that.
Okay, Kendra.
You read the side of the bottle, though, you know what's in there, though, right? Everything.
Yes, and
okay,
everything
good.
Is good. There's as much caffeine as one cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And there's no sugar.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the key.
They did redo the 5-hour energies, didn't they?
They do.
At some point,
well, they still
redid
taste.
Them.
They still taste like gasoline, if you ask me.
Yeah. But, I don't know.
But
whatever.
It does the job. Like you're saying.
It tastes good. There's all different flavors. I don't know. It's a sweet tart. I don't know. I don't slam it. I sip on them. Pretty much, you see one in my hand all day long.
Kendra just sips on it.
Listen, Kendra. You know what I want to know is when did we get to the point, though, Kendra, and I've had this thought where I was drinking it all day long. Like,
right.
I remember having like 2 cans of Diet Coke a day max at one point. That was like, I wouldn't go over it. And now I'm like, how did I get to this tolerance on? Is it being a mom? Is it just an excuse? I don't know what I'm doing here.
Kendra, you're actually very smart, because if there's 5 hours in the bottle, each sip is like 15 or 20 minutes of energy. You're doing it right.
There you go. It lasts me all day.
You're doing it right.
It still does, even though you take it every day. Doesn't the tolerance, like...
Did you build up a tolerance to it?
Doesn't it wear off in 3 hours now instead of 5?
No, I don't know. I just sip it, and it seriously does last me all day.
Yeah.
2 bottles a day, that's it.
Wow.
All right.
Well, all right, girl.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate you listening.
Go. And Kendra, good luck with all your weight loss and whatever's going on.
Keep it up.
Yes.
Go, girl.
Slam the 5 hours. That's what she does in the morning.
Somebody texted in and said, I wake up, I have a 20-ounce bottle of soda.
Okay.
I get to work at 6. I drink a Rockstar, take an energy vitamin, and then I drink soda throughout the day and night. You know, I wish I could make fun of you, but we sound similar, so I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
And then you punch a hole in the wall.
And then I wonder why I can't sleep.
Right? Why am I up all night? Why do I have so much anxiety? What's happening? 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. You can always catch up with our show on demand. The radio.com app is what you use. Hold on, that's the wrong song. We need to play this music in the background. There we go.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. You can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. You know what I appreciate about that Ariana Grande song?
What?
34 plus 35. You don't have to carry the one with any of those numbers. Like if it was 37 plus 38, I would have to go, all right, hold on now. 6, and I'd carry the one over.
You should have this conversation with my sons who are learning addition.
Yes, too much. 34 plus 35, it's easy. You can just line them up and go, bam, 9, bam, 6.
She totally thought of that.
She totally did.
No, she didn't.
The numbers look good on top of each other. That's how it works. What did you learn on the show this morning? Anything?
I learned that Riggs embarrassed himself at the dog park because he decided to do wheelies.
Sure did.
In the snow and try out his Jeep or donuts. And
donuts.
He got stuck.
Yeah.
And it's hysterical that a cop had to come help him and another guy had to come help him. And he got stuck at the dog park. That's what you get for thinking you're 12 when you're really 35.
I thought four-wheel drive meant I could get out of snow. Hello?
Well, apparently the Jeep commercials are lying.
Are they all lying?
I don't know.
File a lawsuit?
Well, the commercials show the guy on the top of a damn mountain Jeep.
Do you know that really happened, by the way?
What?
When I bought my Jeep, the guy that I bought it from at the dealership said that somebody filed a lawsuit against Jeep because they showed his Jeep going through like this water, like a area, and he took his Jeep to do the same thing and it jacked up like the whole under part of the Jeep. And he took the commercial and sent it to Jeep and said, look, if you're going to show that I can do this,
then make sure I
can
be
done.
It.
With
it's false
advertising. Driver, they go, doesn't matter if I'm professional or not. I did the same thing and he jacked up my car. He won the lawsuit. He won it.
Well, I get that.
Yes.
I totally get that.
Totally.
That's fair. I mean, you cannot. False advertisement is a thing for a reason.
Absolutely. I learned something about you this morning. You have some interesting neighbors who are making some interesting accusations about you having bodies in your garage.
Well, I got a text from my neighbor, Randy. You got a dead body in your garage? I was so confused. Turns out there was like dirt dripping down, but it looked like blood coming from my gutters, like a few leaves almost dripped down from the fall.
You've got a cream-colored garage, so anything dark on there is going to look bad.
It looks like red blood coming down my garage, and it took us a while to figure out it was just dirt, but boy, for a second, I thought everybody's going to think I killed someone.
Nope, you would not.
It's not blood on my garage, it's just dirt.
We also decided what a brilliant place to hide a body if somebody wanted to kill it.
A single mom's garage.
A single mom's mom's garage in New Berlin. There you go. Kids won't suspect a thing. Nobody will.
Yeah.
Get our show on demand. Go to 1037kissfm.com. You're going to hang out, play some more music.
I'll be here till noon.
We got that commercial-free hour. Two of them that happened at
noon. Nice.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.